Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point Westerville. Good to be with you today. This past week, we concluded our series in Advent, where we're talking about how Jesus is the Messiah, and he has come and is coming again. And this week, we talked about the presence of God. Let me read to you the passage. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. It says, "In the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with a great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace among those in whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over into Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known to the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." I mean, can you just imagine that setting? That in a really tiny town of Bethlehem, which would have been, imagine like a one-stop light town, God showed up and broke through to the most unlikely of people, the shepherds. Imagine that night they're out there in the fields, and it's maybe very dark, and they have maybe a small lantern, and then all of a sudden angels show up and they're frightened. And yet God broke through with a message that to them this day a Savior was born, Christ the Lord. I mean, what an incredible moment that God chose shepherds. And I think it says something about who God is, that if you and I were going to, let's say, start a business or something we think is important, we're going to look for the people who can get things done, who can write checks, who can, who are the most influential people that we can connect to. We're always looking for ways to take advantage of things that will go in our favor. Yet God's not like that at all. He chose the most unlikely people, shepherds, to show up to. And I just think that says something about God, in that he is not like us, and that he actually cares about everybody, even the lowest in society. And shepherds for that culture would have been, pretty low on the social ladder. But then he brings them the message, an incredible message, that Jesus is the Savior. And that's the beauty of the gospel, that we need a Savior. And this is a great news for us, that for all those people who are religious and try to think that maybe through their behavior they can get to God, that God will be pleased with them. Deep down, we know it doesn't work. And that is why we need a Savior. And God sent his Son into the world to be the Savior. He is the Christ, the Anointed One. He is the Lord. That means he is the ruler over all things. And because of that, we get the opportunity to have a relationship with God, to have peace with God. And it has nothing to do with our ability, with our social standing, with our ability to perform, with how good we've been, the amount of money we've written checks for, all of the behaviors that we could come up with. That's not why God came after us to be in relationship. It's that he loves us and sent his Son for us. I think that message should be the message that is in the start of our hearts and into the deep depths of our hearts this Christmas, that God sent his Son for us. Wherever you're at, even right now, let me pray for you. Father, I pray that Christmas is just a time that we reflect on the beauty and the gift of who you are, the fact that you love us, that you didn't expect us to impress you, that you came after us so that we would know you. Thank you so much for sending your Son into the world. Maybe wherever you're at, just take a second just to thank God for who Jesus is and what he's meant to you in your life. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast this week. Till next time. Thanks.